This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, July 30. Falling short of God's rest. From Hebrews 4. Since the promise of entering His rest still stands, let us be careful that none of you be found to have fallen short of it. As God led His people into the promised land of Canaan under Joshua's leadership, He promised they would receive the gift of rest. Many battles ensued, but in the end, God provided the rest He had promised. Joshua 11, verse 23 reports, "So Joshua took the entire land, just as the Lord had directed Moses, and he gave it as an inheritance to Israel, according to their tribal divisions. Then the land had rest from war. With its boundaries secure and the threats to its well-being removed, Israel had peace. What Israel failed to recognize, however, was that the Sabbath rest God ultimately intended for them was much more than anything that a tract of land could provide. God was inviting them into His rest, a rest that was spiritual and eternal. We received that rest, God's Sabbath rest, when we respond to the gospel message in faith. When Christ came, many in Israel failed to receive Him and the true rest that He came to provide. Yet, thankfully, God makes clear that the promise of entering His rest still stands. Just as Israel needed to trust in God to experience the physical rest He had promised, so too eternal rest is still available to anyone who will simply place their hope and trust in the person and work of Jesus Christ. Have you experienced that rest?
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.